Be'ezus Hashem is Bochum begin Perek Shish, the sixth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Mechirin, the laws of sales and the Sefer Kinyan in the book of acquisition, which is the final Perek discussing that of the different ways of Kinyanim, where in this Perek we discuss that of acquiring coins and documents. As Rambam gives Halacha Aleph regarding that coins cannot be acquired with a Kinyan. Hapeders, the produce, Av B'Shein Kinyan Behen, although you cannot acquire with them. In other words, if you exchange the Peres for something else, and one guy pulls the peiros, will not acquire the other thing, like we explained this in the previous parak in Halacha Vav, but hari niknin bekinyan kashar metalim, but they would be acquired. They cannot make the acquisition, but they could be acquired like other movable items. In other words, if let's say you do chalipin of peiros with a specific vessel, and the owner of the peiros pulls the kli, so then he's going to acquire the peiros to the owner of the kli, like other movable items. But regarding a coin, currency, there it's more severe. Just like you cannot acquire with it, and we said this in the previous parak, so too it cannot even be acquired with a kin. The reason for that is because the whole value of a coin is its form, and that could end up getting ruined, and therefore, essentially, a coin is like a document which cannot be acquired with chalipin, as we'll see in the second half of this parak. Nimtza comes out, hamadbeya ain't a nikna bekinyan. The coin cannot be acquired with the kinyan, and neither it itself could be the kinyan, liknus kashar adam, to make the acquisition like other things. Now, however, strings of gold or of silver, so they're like blocks of iron or of copper. In other words, that they don't have a halachic status like coins, which cannot be acquired with chalipin. But it doesn't mean they're like the bars, that they're like vessels that you could do a kinechalib with them. And hence, va'kol kishor ha'metalin. So they're essentially like all of the movable items, in other words, at least like peiros, in that regard. It's not like a kli, so it doesn't have as much as a kli, but it has just as much as peiros. And therefore, v'niknin bekinin. They could be acquired with the kinyan of chalipin. Now, they cannot make the kinyan like peiros, like we said in the previous halacha, but they could be acquired with the kinyan. And also they could acquire each other with the exchange. In other words, if they have the equal value, like we said, by payers, one with the other. Commissioner Anlag explained this in the previous parak. But regarding silver coins, or the golden dinar, or the monies of copper, they're all considered like monies in regards to other movable items. And therefore, so someone gives one of these things, the value of the movable item, loikana, it's not going to acquire with the giving of the money, as you would with, let's say, chalipin. Until you do mashikho, you do hagbok, like we already explained this in Perakim Alocha Aleph, where the chacham or mesakin that you're not going to be acquired with kesef until you do mashikho or hagbok. And the ein achmem nikn mekinyan, and that's because since it's monies, neither one of them could be acquired with a kinyan, and neither could it make the kinyan. Now, Halacha Gimel continues regarding exchanging coins themselves. Which one are considered now the kesef, the money, in regards to the other one? So, when we say this, in other words, that even gold and copper are considered like damim, as we said in the previous halacha, is bismatcha koinishram metatlin, is when you're acquiring other movable items, be'echad meminimat be'ez elu, with one of these types of coins, oyavodim, v'kakois, or slaves, or property. Avon. But the golden dinar is in regards to the silver coins. So although gold is actually more distinguished than silver, but silver is actually considered more usable, and therefore that's called the currency. So hadehem kepeiros. So actually the golden coins is like peiros in regards to the silver coins. It's not like money. So too, the copper coins are like payers, like a matbeah shel kasef, regarding the silver coins, because the silver coins is like currency. That's like the most usable thing, and therefore even zav or nechayshes are going to be considered like what you're purchasing with that money. It's going to be like the payers. Halacha d'al, this Rambam says ketzad hauso. So if nosan lay, let's say he gives it to him through the medium of a kinyan of kesef, dinner shel zav, a golden dinner. He's giving him the golden dinner be'esmechamisha dinner shel kesef, to get back 25 silver dinar. So nikna hakesef. So by him drawing the zahav, the owner of the silver becomes obligated to give its exchange in silver to the owner of the gold. It's not like an exact kesef is exchanged, because kesef is not nikna mechalipin, but it could work through the medium of a kinyan of a kesef. Although the money has not yet come to his hand, therefore he has to give him 25 silver dinarim like he made up with him. Chadashim, if it was new coins, nisham, old ones. Aval, but in the other way around. Im Nasan, if the owner of the silver gives him Esim Mechamisha Kesef, gives him 25 silver coins, but din azav, to get back a golden dinar, Lekana, he hasn't acquired it, Ashika Chadin Shalzav, until he takes the golden dinar, like all movable items, where they're not acquired with Kinyab Kesef, only if you do Agbah or Meshicha. Each one could back out, like when you give money for movable items, you could back out. So again, depends which one is the Kesef, or which one is the Peiris. So if the owner of the silver is giving it, he's giving the kesef. Kesef you don't acquire with. But if the one's giving the gold, he's giving the gold and getting the kesef back. So then that is a different halacha. That's like that of Peiris, which we said that actually would acquire, unlike that of the kinyan of kesef. And although we said Zahav is like kesef, but in regards to silver, it's like the Peiris. Halacha hey. So let's say he gave him 30 isarim of copper, bedin shel kesef. For the silver dinner. So nikna ha-dinner shakesef. So the silver dinner becomes acquired by the meshicha of the nechashis, because again, that's the pre in regards to the kesef. So also over here, we're talking about with a kinya of damim, not a kinya of chalipin. And chayvelitin lekamesh pasikim, he has to give him like he made up with him. And then a chadash, if it's a new dinner, chadash, a new one, yashin, old one. But the other way around, if he gives him the silver dinner, to get back the 30 isarim, Lakani hasn't acquired that, until he takes the silver, the copper isarim. And again, each one can get back out, because that is considered the kinyab kesef, which you don't acquire until you do meshicha or agbah, and that you can't do that on the kesef. But the peiri, you could do meshicha, and then therefore once he gave him the peiri, he did meshicha on it, the acquisition happened. So too regarding inferior coins, shepsalas and malchus that either the government invalidated, or Medina, or one of the neighborhoods invalidated, or dinarim shein yotzim b'yisim Medina. Well, let's say these are coins that are not usable in that country. They don't do business with it. Until they change it to another coin, so they had in kabeiros chaldava. They're also those coins are considered like produce. They're not considered monies, because it's not used as currency, and they're v'niknim b'kinyan. It could be acquired through the kinyan of Sudr, but obviously you cannot acquire other things with it, like Peiris, and the Kainas Amois. You could acquire the monies, meaning through the medium of Kinyan Kesef. In other words, can obligate the other side to pay the monies, but obviously not specific monies, because again, Mois cannot acquire with Chalipin, but Vein Amois Kainas Son. But monies cannot acquire them, Kishar Kala Peiris, like all other Peiris, that money cannot acquire it, where you have to do a Meshicha or Hagbah on that. Halacha Zayin continues regarding the acquisition of coins through a piece of land. Hamadbeah, so the coins, ain't like derech shiskeboy mishe in the b'shusay. There's no way for the one that's not on this property to acquire it. Like we said, you cannot do a kin with it, or you can't do a kin of something else on it. Elagabe karka, only on a piece of land, meaning what's known as we said in Paragim Halacha Ches, the kin of agav. Through the medium of acquiring a piece of land. Again, for example, Shekona Karka, let's say he acquired property, and the money was on that land. Or let's say he rents the area where the monies are. Once he acquires and he merits the land, however he gets the land, with money or document or taking possession or some type of the kinya of Chalipin, either way, but now that he got the land, he merits the money that's on top of the land. Who that is, as long as she ois na mois kayomen, as long as the money is extant, it's there. Like, for example, if they deposit in one place. Now the Rambam continues regarding the exchange of a debt. Ava Reuven, but let's say Reuven, show you lechayv al Shimon. Let's say Reuven had an outstanding debt on Shimon. The hikna lelevi karka, and now Reuven is being makna to Levi a piece of land. The al gaba, and through that land that he's selling to Levi, he wants also to give him a chayv shish le'etzel Shimon, the debt that Reuben has on Shimon. So he wants to give him not only the land, but also the debt that's owed to him. Says Ram nir lishle konachim. That appears to me that he cannot acquire that debt, because that's not actual money on the property itself. Now, Loch Ches, however, says, but let's say hayim shloshtam. Let's say these three parties, you have Reuben, who's the lender, and Shimon, the borrower, and Levi, this third party that he wants to give to. So the three of them are standing. For Amaloi, and the lender says to the borrower, look, So similar like to what we just said before, but here it's going to be a different outcome. The money shesh lebetcha, the money that I have by you, whether it's a deposit or it's a loan, Tanehu lezeh, give it to this third person, so kana Levi. Levi actually will acquire it over there. And neither one of those three could back out anymore. But this thing, the sages said, it's halacha that has no rationale, and I mean, has no understanding how it works. It's like a halacha mishum Sinai. Now, there's a reason why the Chacham made this takana, to make business dealings easier, because someone's in the marketplace and he's purchasing merchandise and he doesn't have money, so he could go near his creditor and he doesn't have to wait for anything else to happen. But how it works is not understandable. Like we said before, it won't work or kinyagav. The figure lever in made the minul dinacha. We cannot learn from it to some other halacha, like we're going to say in the next halacha. For example, the situation where the one who's giving doesn't really owe anything to the makna. There, the one who is giving it to Levi Shimon owed to Reuben, so there it's going to work with mamet shloshim. But if let's say he doesn't owe it, let's say any deviant from the actual case, that's not going to work. As Rambam says, halacha tells how you Reuben chayiv leShimon meizuz. Let's say Reuben owed Shimon 100 zuz. Vama Levi, and he says to Levi, ten leShimon meizuz elu shani chayiv. Give to Shimon this 100 zuz that I owe him. Acha etin lecha, until I give it to you, because unlike the previous halacha, here Levi doesn't owe anything to Reuben at all. Where in contrast halacha ches, where the one who was giving it owed it to the makna. Here no, he says, look, I'll pay you back, but give him now. Or until I end up making a calculation with you. And Levi says, okay, fine. The kibbutz Shimon, Shimon receives. Still, every one of the three could back out. Even if Levi already paid up to Shimon part of the debt, because there's no such thing. He doesn't have to pay up the rest of it. Therefore, if Levi does not end up paying up to Shimon, so Shimon can go back to Reuben and collect the rest of his debt. He can't say, oh, it's already taken effect and no one can back out. It's not true, because that was only specific halacha, maimet shloshim, of where someone owed someone and then he's telling him to give that to someone else. In contrast here, where he didn't owe it, Levi didn't owe anything to Reuben and now he's telling him to pay up to Shimon, that would not be this halacha. Halacha Yud now continues with regarding documents. If someone sells a loan document to his friend, a deed, money that's owed to him, he sells it to someone else. He gifts it to him. It's not acquired to that recipient with just the handing over the document to his hand. Because he's only handing over to him the evidence, the proof. And you can't really grasp the proof in your hand. The document does not have any intrinsic value. It's only that it could prove a debt that's owed. So how could the recipient acquire the document? It's the one who is being makna to him has to write, Kinei shtar plainly, acquire this document, and all the liens that are on it. And the yimtzel hashtar, and he gives him over that document, but nimtzel shenikna, comes out that he acquires it with the writing and the handing of it over. And you don't need witnesses for this conversation of the acquisition. But you would have to have witnesses regarding its claim, meaning for that now third party to go ahead and collect the debt from the borrower, because the borrower, whoever it is, the one that's being summoned, he could tell to that third party, who said that the one that I have what to do with, whether it be whoever it is, the lender, that who said he wrote and gave it to you? So he would have to have witnesses to prove that guy, your lender, gave it over to me and I'm coming to collect from you. The acquisition of documents in this way that we just described of handing over and of writing is from rabbinic law. Of minatar, but from biblical law, proofs, like a document, which is just saying that there is such a reality, cannot be acquired. Only the actual essence of an object could be acquired. Therefore, since the whole acquisition is only rabbinic and it does not have a full thrust, if someone sells a loan document to his friend, he could still pardon the borrower, even if his inheritors could pardon it, even though you already sold the document to someone else, you didn't really sell anything, it's just you sold the proof. Now, if a woman brings into the marriage a document of a debt that's owed to her, she brings it into the marriage to her husband, in the she cannot have a pardon that debt. That's only with her husband's awareness. Because her hand is like his hand, the properties of the woman belong to the husband, and therefore she cannot do such an acquisition without permission from her husband. Halacha Yudalad continues regarding the acquisition now of, not of monies, but of a shtar chayiv, agav karka, through the karka. Samaknan l'chaveir karka kosher, but someone is giving over an acquisition to his friend of a piece of property, as small as it is. The hikna l'agav a shtar chayiv, and now he's acquiring through that land also a shtar chayiv, a document of a debt. So that person, the recipient, acquires that document wherever it is, without the writing, without the giving over, through the king of Agav of the Karka. Now, Manirali says, Ram, it appears to me, now in this situation also, the seller could pardon the debt after it was sold, because the king of Agav is also rabbinic, and therefore, it's just like the case that we said in Halacha Yud Beis. And so if someone sells land because of a shtar, and he writes a document, which you're allowed to, because it's only the loss of the seller, he's allowed to write the document even though the buyer is not with him. But once the consumer takes possession of the land, the document gets acquired to him wherever it is. It does not have to be on the land itself. And you don't have to do this ksiva and this mesira. If someone says, let's say someone says to a third party, he says, go ahead, marry in this field for that person. And I want you to write a document also authenticating this. So, okay, that third party goes and merits the land for that person. I mean, the shliach goes and makes the king of chazaka because of the recipient. Still, the giver could back out from the writing of the document until the document reaches to the hand of the recipient. Although he can't back out of the actual gift of the field itself, because the shliach already was zeicher for the recipient, but the document wasn't written yet. Now, halacha design, but let's say he says to them, zechule basada, I want you to merit for that recipient the field. On the condition that you're going to go ahead and write from a document, also authenticating this. Oh, the nafbish of zechule basada, then even if they already took a possession of the field for that recipient, he can back out not only from the document, but also from the field. Until the actual document of the gifting reaches the hand of that recipient, because since it was dependent on that, amanas, so since he could back out from the shtar, then he could also back out from the actual kinyan of the sada itself, even though they already took chazaka from that, because it depended on the shtar, which he didn't yet receive and he could back out from.